Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, expands warehouse lending capacity to $25 million to support rapid growth. Beeline Holdings, a fast-growing digital mortgage platform, has expanded its warehouse lending capacity from $5 million to $25 million. This move is aimed at accelerating revenue growth and loan origination volume. The company's existing $5 million line with First Funding has increased to $15 million, with new $5 million facilities added from Customers Bank and North Point Bank. With warehouse lines turning about 3 times per month, Beeline can now originate up to $75 million in monthly loans to meet rising demand ahead of anticipated interest rate cuts.
Mission IR Newsbreak's Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYS Amerijing, PTM, advances Waterberg amid Platinum's historic rally. Platinum Group Metals LTLG is capitalizing on Platinum's historic rally, with prices up over 40% in 2025 due to global supply constraints and increasing demand. The company's flagship Waterberg project in South Africa is advancing production of platinum, palladium, rhodium, gold, copper, and nickel for automotive, hydrogen fuel cells, aerospace, and defense industries. Supply disruptions in South Africa have tightened the market, creating opportunities for Platinum Group Metals to provide critical metals sustainably. By focusing on low-cost operations, the company aims for long-term growth in a changing market landscape. Silver Crown Royalties closes final tranche of silver royalty on PPX Mining's Igor 4 project. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. has closed the final tranche of its silver royalty for up to 15% of the cash equivalent of silver produced from PPX Mining Corp.'s Igor 4 project in Peru. The company paid $637,000 in cash to PPX to complete the final tranche, increasing the royalty by 3.9% to a total of 15%. The total payable silver ounces under the royalty will now be 225,000 ounces. Peter Buers, Silver Crown's CEO, stated that the PPX silver royalty, along with recent financing, positions the company to achieve positive free cash flow in 2026 without the need for additional capital. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. is a publicly traded silver royalty company focused on generating free cash flow, currently holding 5 silver royalties.
Gabriela Barospi, founder of Latino Wall Street, on the cover of Ejecutiva magazine. Ejecutiva magazine features Gabriela Barospi, founder of Latino Wall Street, in their latest issue. Barospi's mission is to empower the Latino community through financial education programs. With an international presence, Latino Wall Street offers training in investing and leadership to promote financial freedom. Barospi's partnership with FinTech TV brings bilingual financial education directly from the NYSE to the Hispanic community. This collaboration aims to break language barriers in finance and empower Latinos in the financial world. Read the full interview with Gabriela Barospi on Ejecutiva magazine's website. Created in 2013, Ejecutiva magazine is the only Spanish-language business magazine in South Florida focused on women entrepreneurs, distributed both in print and digitally through various platforms.
Top FinOps and Cloud Governance Solutions to Watch in 2025. In 2025, the FinOps and Cloud Cost Governance space is expanding well beyond raw dashboards and spreadsheets. 8 standout solutions to consider include Point5, a cloud efficiency posture management platform focusing on continuous efficiency optimization. Spot by NetApp operates at the intersection of cost optimization and infrastructure automation, offering AI ML cost ops. Emma provides a multi-cloud governance platform aligning cloud operations, cost optimization, and accountability. Finout offers unified cost observability and planning, while Vantage provides developer-centric FinOps with AI support. AnglePoint offers consulting services blending FinOps and ITAM, and Ternary unifies cost visibility, allocation, and forecasting across multiple cloud platforms.
Gold inches towards $4,100 as U.S.-China trade tensions heighten. The prices of silver and gold reached new highs this week as trade tensions between China and the United States deepen. Silver hit $51.71 an ounce, a 1.9% increase, with a yearly increase of 78.9%. COMEX silver futures surged to $50 an ounce for December delivery, while spot gold rose by almost 3% to reach $4,095 an ounce, with an annual gain of 56.6%. This marks the largest year-on-year gain since the oil shocks of the 70s. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, engaged in the extraction of gold, platinum, and FTI Consulting continues global investments in financial services sector. FTI Consulting Inc. continues to strengthen its financial services practice by adding 15 new senior managing directors and managing directors in 2025, naming Stella Mendez and Gian Werner de Tetierskles as global practice leaders. With over 200 financial services professionals, the practice assists clients with risk, performance, restructuring, growth, and transformation. Ms. Mendez leads financial services regulatory and compliance, while Mr. De Cercles heads business transformation. The team includes experts in various fields like banking, restructuring, technology, and strategic communications. Recent additions include Alma Angotti, Chris Allen, Michael Hurd, Michael Peters, and Julian Wallen. FTI Consulting's Economist Impact Study found that financial services general counsel see regulatory, compliance, and technology crisis events as major risks. Mr. Desercles notes that the team helps clients identify growth opportunities amidst geopolitical shifts in 2025. For more information, visit FTI Consulting's Global Financial Services Client Hub. Investor news breaks. Westvault Mining Inc., TSXV, featured on latest episode of the Mining Newswire podcast. Westvault Mining Inc., a development stage gold company, is featured on the latest episode of the Mining Newswire podcast. CEO and COO Sandy McVee outlined the company's mission to protect shareholder investment through a disciplined approach to value creation and sustainable growth. Westvault is committed to maximizing shareholder value through its low-risk golden ground strategy, focusing on acquiring, advancing, holding, and selling high-quality development gold projects in favorable jurisdictions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact and brand awareness.
Tech media breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLN, expands warehouse lending capacity to $25 million to support rapid growth. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, has expanded its warehouse lending capacity from $5 million to $25 million in order to support rapid growth. The company's existing $5 million line with first funding has increased to $15 million, with new $5 million facilities added from Customers Bank and North Point Bank. With warehouse lines turning about three times per month, Beeline can now originate up to $75 million in monthly loans. This expansion comes amid rising demand ahead of anticipated interest rate cuts. Beeline Holdings, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core.
Cannabis news breaks. Golden Triangle Ventures, Inc., OTCH, launches comprehensive restructuring to eliminate convertible debt and retire 1.4 billion shares. Golden Triangle Ventures, Inc., OTVH, has launched a comprehensive restructuring plan to eliminate all remaining convertible debt, retire 1.4 billion shares, reduce authorized shares, and implement a performance-based buyback program. This initiative follows a commitment from its primary noteholder to stop conversions and sales, removing over $10 million in combined debt and equity overhang. As part of the agreement, 680 million shares will be issued to retire approximately $7 million in debt, while 1.4 billion shares will be permanently removed from the company's capitalization table. Golden Triangle Ventures is a diversified company developing high-growth businesses across construction, energy, and consumer goods, with a focus on profitability, innovation, and long-term shareholder value. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.